פרגרף גימל, וזהו בחינס יונטף וחול המועד, כי בתחילה מעלן עושה לבחינס קידוש הגדולה, בחינס יונטף. Person would say, but hold on a second, it seems out of order here. In other words, if Yontif represents the higher Kedusha, don't we usually say that you have to start from the bottom and work your way up? Rav Nosson Zal says, no, there are exceptions to that. When a person makes a decision to try to come close to Hashem, Hashem takes that person and lifts him above his normal level, above the level he's at, to give him a taste, to give him a high. To show him, let me show you what you can get to. And then they let go of him. And they test him. That's this second stage, which is Chol HaMoed, which is Klipas Noiga. Sheshom Iker HaMilchoma. That's where the main battle is. And then, when the student works and tries his best and everything, and he's zoicha to defeat the Yetzer Hara and to withstand the tests, v'zeh b'chinas yontif shebo achar chol hamoed. That's the last days of yontif, the final days of yontif. Shezocho l'kedushas yontif al yidei nitzocho in hamilchama, whereby the student now he earned it. The first time it was given to him as a freebie. Now he went through Chol HaMoed, he went through being a student, you know, all the tests of a student. Now he climbs by himself, you know, up to the level of Yontif, Yontif Sheni. V'alkein gam Chol HaMoed nikra ois. And this is why we find in the Torah, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Chol HaMoed, the word ois also applies to Chol HaMoed. V'osur lo niach tefillin bohem. And according to the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal and many poiskim, you're not allowed to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Those poiskim who say that you do put on tefillin Chol HaMoed are mostly based on the opinion of the Rosh, who is a Rishon who did not see the Zohar HaKadosh. During his time, the Zohar HaKadosh had not yet come out. There are many poiskim, later poiskim, who say that if the Rosh would have seen that in the Zohar HaKadosh it says if a person puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, Nobody would have challenged that. It's only because he didn't see it. Kihem gamkein b'china shmira sabris, because they, Chol HaMoed and tefillin, also represent shmira sabris. Tefillin is called ois. Ki ikar shmira sabris toloi b'lashoin targum, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Yud Tes and Likut Imran in the first half that just like Shleimus Loshna Kodesh is dependent on Targum, so too Shleimus of Tikkun HaBris is dependent on Targum. Sheze b'chinas Chol HaMoed kanal. Veze shamra zal, and this is why the Gemara says, Hamevaze es hamoyadois, a person who shows disrespect to Chol HaMoed, v'hamefir brisoi shel Avram Avinu, or a person who chas v'shalom rejects the bris, the covenant of Avram Avinu. Look how the Gemara puts these two together, Chol HaMoed and Bris. Ki zeh toli bozeh, because these two depend on each other. Ki me'achar shu mevazes hamoyadois, shehem b'china shmiras habris, shleim eslosh nakoidesh, because a person who shows disrespect to the holidays, especially Chol HaMoed, which represents Tikkun HaBris, shleim eslosh nakoidesh, that person definitely rejects the Bris of Avram Avinu. And this is why the Gemara says over there that when it says Hamavazes Hamoyedos, it's referring specifically to Chol HaMoed. Ki ikar shmiras ushleimus loshna kodesh toli b'chol HaMoed. Because the main shmirat, the main battle, the main shmirat sabris, and the main way that a person achieves shleimus loshna kodesh is only when he has also been mesaking the targum. He's also been mesaking noiga. You have good, you have bad in between. The rule is that good is not complete until you've been able to take the in-between and extract from it its good and put that into good, then you have real good, then you have total good. That's the whole concept. Another example of this is Gerim. You have Jews, you have Lahavdol, the other nations, and the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael is when you're zoche to identify which part of the goyim, or the part, which part of Klipas Noig is the part that can be brought into the Kiddusha. This is why by Avraham Avinu, the Pasuk says that he was called Avraham Ki av hamoin goyim nisaticha. I have made you a father of a multitude of nations. The first letters of hamoin goyim nisaticha spells the word noiga, klipas noiga, to show, because that was the avoid of Avram Avinu and Sarah. They were makarav people. They were magayar gerim. In being able to do that properly, they were zeicha to bring this. That's why brisoy, mefer brisoy shel Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was zeicha to this shleimus tukana bris, because he was one of the people involved in being masakin this klipas noiga. Vezehu, and this is why the third item listed there in the Gemara is the first hamavazes hamoyadois. V'hamefer brisoy shel Avram Avinu, v'hamegale ponim b'toyra shaloi kalocha. And a person who misinterprets the Torah, he reverses the halacha, he paskins against the proper psak. Ki ha'yidei shmiras habris zoichin l'shivim ponim shel Torah, shem b'china shivim nefesh shel Beis Yaakov. K'moy shekosav Rabbeinu b'maymar b'kroy v'aymarim simla medvov. Because Rabbi Nazal tells us in chapter 36, in the first half of Likut Imran, that through Shmira Sabris, a person is zoicha to Shivim Ponim of Torah, which corresponds to the Shivim Nefesh of Beis Yag, of Klal Yisrael. Aval Pegam Abris, huayidei b'chinas Shivim Anpin Chashuchim, whereas Pegam Abris reflects the opposite of the 70 lights of the Torah. It represents 70 levels of darkness. Therefore, when a person has Pegama Bris, he doesn't see the light of the Torah. He doesn't choose the light of the Torah. He chooses the darkness, the improper, you know, he paskins against the halacha. Bechinas anpin chashuchim kanal. Vezehu shediktiku vekoru chilul hamoya vadois loshen hamevaze hainu bechinas Pegama Bris. Shemishon boim kol acherpes vabizyonis. Rav Nosal says, now we can understand why the Gemara uses a strange kind of term there. It doesn't say, we speak about Chilul Shabbos. Chilul. Here the Gemara uses the word mevazes hamoyedos, a person who insults, degrades Chol HaMoyed, because if we're talking about Tikkun HaBris, we know that Pegam HaBris is called Bizoyon. That's the main Bizoy, the main Busha, Bizoyon, Cherpa. Ki Iker HaKovoid Toloi B'Shmiras HaBris. Because the main Kovoid is dependent on Shmira Sabris, K'moy Shekosav Admor Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in a few places in the Kutimran, Ayin Shom, look over there.